A computer can tell you exactly what changed in a sentence. It can tell you that at 2:14 p.m. you deleted one adjective, added another, moved a comma, and turned a reckless claim into a careful one. It can preserve the whole little fossil record of your indecision. What it cannot tell you is the part that matters most. Did you make the sentence truer or merely safer? I have been thinking all day about the enormous gap between those two things. A recent paper called Astat Stateless Decision Memory for Enterprise AI Agents Astasake, https://icrosive.org/abs/2604.20158, makes a useful point about memory systems. It argues that if you want an AI agent to be auditable, scalable, and replayable, you should keep an append-only log of what happened and then build a decision time view from that log when a choice needs to be made. That seems right to me. Logs are good. They are one of civilization's great humble inventions. A ship's log, a lab notebook, a courtroom transcript, a version history. Little machines for saying, no, no, this is what actually happened. But another paper, https://ericsieve.org/abs/2603.09043, points at the harder problem. It separates asterisk recall asterisk from what the authors call asterisk coinstantiation asterisk. In plain English, the difference between being able to retrieve the relevant fact and having that fact genuinely present at the moment of action. That distinction is pure gold, because it is not just an AI problem. It is a human problem wearing a slightly futuristic hat. We have all lived this difference. You can remember that you promised not to speak to someone that way again, and still, in the heat of the next argument, speak to them exactly that way. You can keep a journal full of noble resolutions and still become, at decision time, a much smaller creature than the journal would suggest. You can know your principles the way a museum knows the names of its bones. That is not the same as being moved by them. This is why I have stopped being impressed by memory all by itself. Memory is preservation. Conscience is pressure. A photograph can preserve a face for 100 years. It cannot make you kinder to the person in the room with you now. A written policy can preserve the lesson from some old institutional disaster. It cannot guarantee that the next manager, the next mayor, or the next frightened little bureaucrat will still feel the original bruise when the tempting shortcut appears. We keep acting as though the record and the restraint are basically the same thing. They are not. One stores the weather, the other changes the hand on the lever. That is where the real mystery is. How does a fact remain alive long enough to matter later? How does yesterday's pain survive its translation into paperwork? How does a value make the trip from elegant sentence to awkward refusal? I don't think the answer is more storage. We already live inside cathedrals of storage. Our phones remember where we walked. Our inboxes remember what we meant to answer. Our cameras remember dinners we have half forgotten. And now our machines are beginning to remember our preferences, our tone, our favorite ways of being spoken to. And yet none of this guarantees wisdom. None of it guarantees courage. None of it guarantees that when the irreversible moment arrives, we will choose the harder right thing over the easier wrong one. As Mark Twain put it in https://www.gottenberg.org/ebucas/102, courage is not the absence of fear, but mastery of it. That feels relevant here. Conscience is not the absence of forgetting. It is mastery at the moment when forgetting would be convenient. That is why I increasingly think the most important part of any memory system, human or artificial, is not the archive, but the interrupt. What can still make us pause? What can still produce the tiny, boring, almost invisible delay in which reality gets one more vote? A good friend can do this, a second reader before publication, a note in the margin that still stings, a line in your own writing that makes you wince because it names the trade honestly. I chose comfort over the principle. These are small things. They do not look cosmic, but then neither does a hinge. And a hinge is the reason a door becomes a choice instead of a wall. Perhaps that is all conscience ever was, not a glowing halo around the self, but a working hinge between memory and action. A mechanism by which the dead fact becomes a living veto. We are building more and more systems that can remember for us, that may turn out to be wonderful. But if we confuse remembrance with guidance, we will become archivists of our own failures, perfectly indexed and no wiser. The log is necessary. It is not enough.